morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host. Delighted to have you with us on this beautiful morning. And we're very pleased to have our good friends in the studio. Well, one's on her way. But anyway, Carmen Stamps, Executive Director of the Pregnancy Resource Center, which serves Carol Harrelson and her. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
How long do you have? Anyway, I'm doing well. Thank you. We want to revisit because we've got the annual banquet coming up. But before we talk about it, let's just, for someone who may not know, and you know how Carroll County, Harrelson, and even Harrelson and her now, more people are moving in. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't really keep up, or they're becoming educated about what we have locally. So just tell us a little something about the mission and the purpose of the PRC, if you would, please.
Sure. So Pregnancy Resource Center, we just celebrated our 36th birthday in May. So we began in 1986. But we are a local resource for those in Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties that are facing crisis pregnancies. So our mission statement is to provide compassionate medical services, evidence-based resources, and education that encourages healthy life skills. And we do that through a number of programs and services, including pregnancy testing, limited ultrasounds, pregnancy decision support, parenting classes, birth preparation classes, material goods assistance, just a number of things that our staff is doing to better reach that specific group of people.
Describe the staff, if you would. That'll kind of give us a little more insight into the operation there.
So we have a staff of 14, and they work over our three locations. So our main location is in Carrollton. We have two satellites, one up in Tallapoosa that services Harrelson County, and one down in Heard County in Franklin, that services the residents there. But we have nurses on staff. We have our mentors and patient advocates, and then we have administrative staff as well to cover all of the operation side of everything.
And if I remember correctly, y'all are 100% funded by donations, correct?
That's correct. We have all of our donations, our funds come from the private sector, whether that's individuals, businesses, churches within the three counties. We do receive some grants and some funding from foundations, but no government funding that we receive.
As a result, that means y'all are in the money-raising business.
Yes.
And in so doing, y'all have an annual banquet, and it's coming up in September. I think the deadline to register to attend is August something-something.
Probably by the end of August.
End of August. And so this year, it's called, the title of it is Abide in Christ. As stated in John 15:4. Tell us about the theme and what's planned for this year.
Well, when we began this 2024 this year, the theme for the whole entire year for our staff and for our board, our volunteers, is to abide, to be about God's business, staying with Him, staying connected to His Son Jesus, and then bearing much fruit through that. And so this fundraiser is to invite all of our guests, all of our friends, all of our donors to come and to, as they can stay connected with Jesus, for them to bear much fruit. And this is a way that they can do that, making eternal investments for God's kingdom through helping save the lives of moms and dads and the preborn babies.
And in so doing, we have a very special keynote speakers, I suppose. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're excited this year to have Al and Lisa Robertson of the Duck Dynasty family coming into town to be our keynote speaker. And this is kind of a leap of faith for us to go out and to get someone as well known as the Robertsons to come. And we're excited. I think that they're going to be a great addition to the fundraiser, Lisa has a story of having an unplanned pregnancy that she's going to share with us. And of course, Al is, he's a pastor and a speaker across the country. So we're excited to have them come.
So everybody not only is invited to attend, but you're looking for different levels of sponsorship.
Yeah, we're looking for sponsors of all different monetary levels. Our presenting sponsor right now is Harvey Automotive. And we do have a spot for a second presenting sponsor.
Okay, and the seats have a charge of $100 a seat, correct?
Yes, so we have our general admission tickets for $100, and then we're selling VIP meet and greet tickets for $120.
Okay. All right, well, very good. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more. Kelly Roberts is going to join us, and we'll be back with more regarding the Pregnancy Resource Center.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Reddick, your host. Delighted to have you with us this morning. We've been talking to Carmen Stamps, Executive Director of the PRC, and we've been joined by Kelly Roberts, Director of Development with the PRC, the Pregnancy Resource Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking about the fundraising dinner event coming up. When is the deadline to register for that?
We have August 31st as the deadline, so you want to hurry and get those tickets. VIP tickets are going to sell out really quick.
Okay, and how do they go about registering?
You would go to the link www.pregnancyrc.com/2024 Fall Fundraiser.
Okay, and very good. And let's go ahead and give out your phone number and email address if somebody wants to register or become a sponsor.
Okay. You can contact me at 856-6980 or devdirector@pregnancyrc.com.
And that's DEV director.
Yes.
At pregnancyrc.com. We have failed to mention, where is this going to be held?
It's going to be at Rootville Road Baptist Church in Carrollton, Georgia.
Okay, where's that?
It's right across from the cowboy shop.
Okay, where's the cowboy shop?
It's on Highway 27, going towards Rootville, going out of Carrollton.
All right, very good. I'm giving you a hard time because you're a little late. You know, there's a price for everything there, Kelly. You know that. Okay, so we've got Al and Lisa Robertson. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be like a hoot. Mm-hmm. And then we have and then what about the food? We still going to have a meal here, or is this going to be a dessert?
We are. It's going to be plated and served to the tables by Josh McCourtley. Josh McCorsley's good neighbor.
He's a good neighbor.
Yeah,
he's a good neighbor. Yeah, he's in the shopping center over there. So anyway, that sounds good. And
we also have, Steve, we also have a speed painter coming this year. Kelly can tell you more about her. Her name is Laura Ashley, and we're excited to add this unique element to our program this year.
Yes, Laura is a speed painter for Richard Petty, And I got to go up to North Carolina and watch her paint, and she does an amazing job. And she's going to be doing an original painting that she's going to be auctioning off.
So is she part of a pro-life support kind of network?
Yes, and she's...
I was just curious if you went to North Carolina.
No, no. We got connected through another source, through my cousin. So she's very excited about being with us, and the painting she's going to do represents life, and it's centered around the Duck Dynasty theme.
Well, that's pretty cool, because she'll be, it says here she'll be painting during the meal.
Yes.
So that... So that's what I was trying to connect. We've got Duck Dynasty and we got a Richard Petty. Mm-hmm. So we're going there.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Let's shift gears for a minute. We've got a couple of topics that are more recent topics that I do want to mention. You know, it was in the end of the Clinton administration where RU-486 from France was approved to be sold in America, and it's kind of exploded since then. And the figures that here that y'all have on some literature here, that the Charlotte Lozier Institute, that there's been a 500% increase in the rate of chemical abortions related ER visits. And that U.S., Finland, Sweden shows the chemical abortions, it's a two-pill regimen, have higher complication rates than surgical abortions, and yet the FDA claims the abortion is safe. How has the emergence of chemical abortions or the abortion pills, how has that affected the work that y'all do?
Well, I think it has affected our patients in the way, or our potential patients, in the way that they don't have to, there's really no accountability to the pill. You know, you can order it online, you can have it shipped directly to your house. You are basically performing your own abortion, you know, behind closed doors. Somebody can do that without ever even telling anybody that that's what they're doing. They're not under the care of a doctor. So it's really a serious thing, and because of that, you know, I'm not a medical professional, so I don't even really want to talk too much about all the medical side effects of it, but it's clear that the stats show that someone that's not educated in how to administer this or how to even take it properly, there's severe complications that are associated with that. And we have started doing, taking some steps to get young ladies in the door who are thinking about taking that abortion pill, in an effort to help them to understand that they may have some pre-existing medical conditions that's going to make taking that pill even a little more dangerous than if they were in normal health. So those are some things that we're trying to do as far as outreach to that specific population that may be in danger of doing that without any type of oversight or care from a medical professional.
I understand now that chemical abortions, or abortion pill, now represents more than 50% of all abortions.
Right.
I don't think those, if I'm not mistaken, those numbers are not tracked.
No.
So we don't know how many now.
No, and the FDA doesn't have really a lot of stringent, oversight on the pill.
Sure.
And that's clear because you can go and order it online and get it shipped to your
house.
Well,
they approved it.
Mm-hmm.
And
they took all the safeguards off of it.
Yeah, exactly. And it was prohibited in America prior to that. That's kind of a significant, the statements are made now since the Dobbs decision, the number of abortions has actually gone up, and certainly has in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But... I want to try that, and you said it, and neither one of us are medical people, but but your numbers here indicate that the abortion pill or pills, there's a real risk, there's a significant risk to this, contrary to what Planned Parenthood or FDA may state, and I won't go into the details of that, but it's clear that it is.
Well, it's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
So let's tie that back to ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be kind of a difficult thing, but y'all can do it. Tell us about ultrasound and the power of ultrasound when a woman sees, maybe for the first time, and has never really thought about it, that which is in the womb is a child.
Mm-hmm.
We call it an unborn child, a fetus, which is unborn child in Latin, or a preborn child. And I'm getting to the point, I just want to call it a human being.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Relate, because I know both of y'all have seen so many times how ultrasound will impact women when they see the child. How powerful is that?
Oh, it's very powerful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't deny that when you see that child, that human being up on the screen, that, and it's moving around, you see the flutter of the heartbeat even as early as, you know, 5 weeks or so. You know, it's hard to deny the truth that's right there on that screen in front of you, and the rhetoric that has been just thrown here and there since the mid-70s is kind of debunked at that point. That's not a clump of cells. The baby is not just a parasite. You know, it's not viable. It still needs to be inside the safety of the womb for it to grow and develop. But by the end of the first trimester, all the major organs are fully developed. They just have to grow and continue to kind of incubate there in the womb. So it is very powerful. I think there's a 90-95% rate of ladies that see that they'll choose life for their child. So
now what do we do now if the majority of abortions are handled by a woman at home, and how do you no longer have the opportunity to show her the ultrasound? What now?
This is where a lot of your marketing comes in handy, because they've got to get on there. Ashley has to stay up on the statistics. She has to see how far we're going in our range to witness to these clients, to get to them before they sit down at a computer and mash a button and order that pill. So this is where our administrative office comes in on top of our medical side.
So how do you go about doing that?
She has to stay on the statistics all the time. She's always looking at numbers, trying to see where we're reaching, how many we're reaching. And we have to keep, you may wonder why we don't advertise our event on our page, our Facebook page, or our Instagram page. And that's because we have to target the client. Our minds have to be focused on that client and reaching her before she makes a decision that could be detrimental for her and her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you're up against a cultural phenomenon that tells this woman that the abortion pill is safe and effective and easy.
Right.
And you don't even have to go to a doctor. You can do it at home, take two different pills. I think the first one kills the baby, and the second one institutes a miscarriage.
Right.
And there's some horror stories surrounding that.
Well, when it's equated to just swallowing a couple of Tylenol, that's not what it is.
Right.
I mean, you're stopping your pregnancy hormone, and then the second pill is dispelling your baby from your body. I mean, that's not, Tylenol is to help a situation, to help an ailment. This is not the same thing. So that's very much deceptive for this to be the message out there.
Right.
I want to shift gears, and I've heard a statistic, and I think in a roundabout way, all these things are tied together.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a statistic the other day, which was that, you know, none of these women, I'll go out on a limb, none of these women get pregnant unless there was a man involved.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct on that?
I think that's biology.
Anyway, I'll leave that alone, but for the sake of time only. But the statistic I heard was that currently 60% of the fathers of the men pressure the woman to have an abortion. Have you heard that before?
I don't know that I've heard that specifically, but I think that there is there's really good evidence that if the father says, "We can do this, we'll do it together, we'll face this together,"
mm-hmm.
when she has his okay, this is, we can do this, then she's going to choose life. So his voice is very much crucial.
Well, neither one of you are old enough, but I am. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, pre-Roe v. Wade, if someone got pregnant out of wedlock, the culture said, quote, do the right thing, marry her, mm-hmm. unquote. Mm-hmm. And now, if that statistic is correct, the right thing is to have an abortion, our culture says. So how do y'all minister to the men involved in these pregnancies?
Well, we've had, just here recently, we had a couple come in. It was the man and the woman. They went in to the ultrasound, and when they showed the baby on the screen and the baby was moving, he jumped up out of his chair and he said, it's a baby. So instantly, if we can get them in there with their girlfriend or their wife and they see this ultrasound, it affects them as much as it does her. Not to mention we have we advocate to the men and the women. And just last year, we had two of the daddies get saved in the room. They gave their hearts to Christ. So we're ministering.
And our parenting program is a great way for fathers to get involved as well, to understand what the pregnancy is, what the lady's going through throughout the pregnancy, how to help her once the baby arrives, going through birthing classes and preparing for birth in the hospital. That's a good way for the men to be a part and to be hands-on. And we welcome men at any venture, and we would love to do more for our men. I think that's a way that we can reach out. We're missing it currently right now because we don't have a man on staff or male volunteers that are as active as that we would like for them to be. So that's something that we need to grow in that area for sure.
We've talked, we're going to have to take another break. We've talked a little bit about a lot of the physical ramifications of this, if you will. But for the woman, there's a lot of emotional and mental challenges. Can you all address that?
You see that in our post-abortion classes. There's women coming in there that are in their 50s and 60s that had abortions when they were young, and they're still facing those challenges every day. And even when they've made things right and they feel like, you know, they've made things right in their heart, still it's something that they never forget and they think of every day. They think of those babies.
Mm, that's tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lifetime. The baby's not with you, but the memory of the baby is still there. So I like to say now the human being, the child, the preborn, and then the other thing, and I know y'all have seen all, I assume y'all have seen all kinds of situations, but one of the thing on the political side is, you know, the exceptions. I like to say, well, whether you conceived in a beach bungalow in Tahiti on your honeymoon, or whether it was a one night stand and, you know, at a lousy motel somewhere, I mean, that child is worth the same, regardless. So I guess y'all have seen the whole gamut of challenges people face when they face a crisis pregnancy.
Right. And we've seen, you know, the main thing that we see is young ladies that don't feel like they have the support, the ongoing support. Once they walk out of our doors, do they have family and friends? Do they have a church that they're connected to that can come alongside them, surround them, get them to their appointments, help them with their baby goods? And when they don't, then we can step in and we can offer that help and support to them on an ongoing basis.
We got to take a break and we'll be back with more. We're going to talk more about the upcoming September dinner, Abide, when we'll be back with more after this.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. We're very happy to have in studio our good friends, Carmen Stamps. That's how good of a friend we are. I can't get her name right. Carmen Stamps, Executive Director, PRC, Pregnancy Resource Center. Kelly Roberts, Director of Development, Pregnancy Resource Center. We're serving Carol Harrelson and Heard Counties. Okay. 2024 Annual Fall Fundraising Dinner entitled Abide is coming up. Kelly, take it away. Who should come and who would be a good sponsor for this event?
Well, we would love for anybody who would like to participate in our event to please come on board. This is helping so many families. We have three locations now, and any of our businesses in Carol, Harrelson, and Heard, we would love for you to come on board and be a sponsor. We're still looking for one more presenting sponsor. That's a $10,000 level. We have a $5,000 level, a $2,500, and a $1,000 level, and a $500. So if you want a sponsor, please come on board. We would love for you to. Table host, if you would like to purchase a full table, that's $800. A VIP table is $1,200. With the VIP table, you get a meet and greet with Al and Lisa. So if you would be interested in any of those areas, please contact me. Or if you just want to attend individually.
Tell us, we've got Al and, you said Al and Lisa from mm-hmm. Duck Dynasty. We also got Laura Ashley. Tell us about the keynote and the speed painter.
Okay, we're excited about our keynote speaker, Al and Lisa Robertson. We're going to be doing a Q&A with them, and that is the eldest son of Miss Kay and Phil off of Duck Dynasty. So that's very exciting. We have Laura Ashley, who is the speed painter for Richard Petty. She's going to be doing an original painting that will only be sold that night. It will be auctioned off, and the money go towards Pregnancy Resource Center.
The speed painter for Richard Petty. I need a speed painter. Okay, and this is going to be held at Riverville Road Baptist Church.
Riverville Road.
RRBC, yes. I think that's what they call themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's, where's that located?
Highway 27.
Very good.
Going out of Carrollton into Rootville. It's right across from the Cowboy Shop.
As we wrap it up, Carmen, if you would, the theme is Abide. How does that mesh with the ministry of the Pregnancy Resource Center?
Well, Abide is the invitation from John 15 when Jesus asked his disciples to stay with him, to stick with him, and to bear much fruit. So that's the invitation for those of us that are intimately connected with Pregnancy Resource Center, as well as the invitation we want to offer to our guests for that night on September 19th, that when you stick with Jesus, when you abide in him, you bear much fruit. And this is an opportunity to do that.
And if you want to register, you want to become a sponsor, et cetera, et cetera, you can call Kelly Roberts at
770-856-6980, and it is RSVP only, so please contact me.
Or you can email her at
devdirector@pregnancyrc.com.
That's devdirector@pregnancyrc.com. So thank you, ladies, for coming in. It's always a pleasure to see both of y'all. We're going to have you back when we can do Facebook Live, and we look forward to that. But thank you. God bless both of y'all. And we want to thank our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. And go out and make it a great day. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.